Hey, hi, hey. So Facebook seems to have changed some stuff. So I'm trying to see if it works. It looks different than it did before, but that's the joy of Facebook. They love altering stuff. Today is the Love and Abundance session, and we are talking about, say hi if you arrive, although I have no idea if I can see, I can't see your comments. Oh, look, somewhere down there. All very confusing. So we're talking about today why you must become what you wish to desire, what you wish desire to manifest. And so that's a like a number one top five rule. We're saying it's number two in the rules of manifesting in the law of attraction. Say hi when you arrive. So we're talking about kind of why you have to become that, how you have to become that. You may not have heard of that before, that to manifest, you must first become the thing that you want to manifest, and how we do it, most importantly, and how it goes wrong. And all the ways people have used that are just, why it doesn't work for you. And I know that's the most infuriating thing when you're trying to manifest love, you're trying to manifest money, a career, a house, whatever. There are, you're doing all the things that you've perhaps learned in The Secret and other ways, and but it's just not working. It's not working for you. So, I want to talk about why and how we can make it work for us. Now, I'm finding this quite strange. Facebook has changed things. I can't tell who's there and not there, and people are coming and going. Hi, Rebecca. Coming and going. So, hi Claire. It all is very strange. I have no idea why they've changed stuff, but there we go. So anyway, let's crack on with this. And if you're watching on the replay, say hi. And let me know if you want me to continue doing these. This is like the, I think this is the fourth, the third. It is the third in the Love and Abundance sessions. I was wondering about doing them for about 6 weeks, maybe longer. Let me know if you want to continue, if you're finding them useful, if you want to, yeah, I'm just doing a bit of a checkout really. And also if you're part of my group, I put a post on today to say, drop a yes if you like what I do. It's hard to tell sometimes in Facebook. So you're part of my group, I would love to know, drop a comment in that post or somewhere else, and just let me know if you like what I do, if there's anything particularly you want me to focus on, if you like the resonance of the energy of the group, and if you want to do more of it, because there are things that you can do, but also there's more I'd like to be able to offer in the group. So anyway, let's crack on with today's Love and Abundance session. So, hi Sarah, hi. So yeah, drop a hi if you arrive. So we're going to be talking about so why, and you must first become what you desire, basically. I think that was the clearest way I put it on the title. What you want to manifest, okay? Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty, all right? When we have learned about the law of attraction, we want to manifest. We learn all these things about kind of techniques that you may have heard of regarding vision boarding and visualizations and affirmations, and they haven't worked for you, and you've done them and you've worked really hard at them and you've tried them and you may have got some results, but they never seem to last. They never seem to last, which is why I really want to talk about this today as regards whether trying to manifest your relationship, a lover, money, a career, etc. So let's talk about, first off, let's talk about kind of why you need to do this, all right? So we're going to talk about the mechanics first off, all right? So the mechanics of manifesting is it's all about energy. It's all about energy, and that we must have an understanding of the energy of how it works as the universe, okay? So on a very simple level, everything that you see manifested in your life now, everything is old news, okay? It's yesterday's newspaper. Yeah, it's yesterday's news. So it would be like getting yesterday's newspaper and going, well, I kind of knew that, but that was yesterday. I didn't, what was that happening? It's all old news. Say hi when you arrive. All old news. So it's old energy because of the fact that all energy starts in the vibrational level, and that is a higher frequency. And for it to become a what we call a physical manifestation, it actually has to slow its density down. Okay, so it's moving from a higher frequency to become more solidified into a physical frequency, all right? But it's all energy, all right? It's all energy. So whether you're trying to manifest money, that's energy. If you're trying to manifest a job, it's still energy. If you're trying to manifest a lover, it's an extension of love, it's still energy. Everything is energy. And you're wanting to see, and this is, you know, the first primary thing of understanding the law of attraction, of course, is that everything is energy, all right? And everything is a reflection of you, but that's a different thing we're going to go to. But number two, if we want to manifest something, then we have these two different frequencies. Now, if everything around you that already exists is old news, you have to get into the new energy, into the news that is coming, the new energy that is coming down. Okay, so you need to be able to shift your frequency. That is the important bit. Because if you stay in the energy that is present, and it's very important, yes, to be present, be in the now, enjoy what's in your life. Absolutely very important, because you want more of that. But if you stay only in the energy of what's already manifested, you're not bringing in any future energy. You're not bringing in any new energy. So it's the equivalent of being like, you know, when you have a river and then it pulls maybe on a corner, and it, if it doesn't have the new energy come through, it will just become stagnant. And that's what happens. If we don't allow ourselves to be in the new coming in energy, so dreaming, fantasizing, getting excited about what's coming, all of these things are about bringing in the new energy. But if we only stay being in gratitude, appreciation, I don't use the word gratitude a lot, by the way, for the reason that gratitude means coming out of something. So I also use appreciation, enjoyment, pleasure, all of those things. You're in the now is so important. Yes, yes, yes. Because if you only were in the future energy, you wouldn't be in the now, and you'd be in that anxious, never receiving feeling. So we want to have a balance. It's about learning the balance between being in the future energy that's coming and the energy that's manifested. But if we don't do that, we stay stuck. And the more stuck that we become, the more we end up in what I would call a good example of this is trying to understand. Okay, when we're trying to understand why something is not working, why is it not turning up, yeah? Or trying to understand the past, or trying to understand things that have just already manifested. It's the wrong place to look, because you're in the old news. It's like trying to dig around in the past, all right? Further past. So if we actually learn to shift our energy, we can focus in the right place. We can shift and focus on actually our frequency, our emotional frequency. We can actually alter what is coming in, which is what we want to do. We want to manifest coming in, not what's already here. And unfortunately, a lot of us have programming, especially girls, but boys too, where you've been a good girl or a good boy, and you grew up in your family home, and you were the fixer, the pleaser, keeping everything together. Yeah, you wanted to make everything. You've come into that kind of resolution of trying to shift the energy of what was already existing. And that's how you get stuck, because you can't manifest, because you're completely repeating this pattern of, I have to try and alter the energy of what is already is, or the energy of other people. And that is not your job. Your job is to shift the energy within you, so that you can start to see what you want more of. And of course, the natural outcome of that is that if you shift your own frequency, what you see begins to match you, all right? So we really don't want to get stuck in the trying to understand, because the key thing of trying to understand is not the trying, but the understanding. It means you stand under the problem. You're standing under it. You're not in the flow of the solution. So you're going to be in this stuck energy. You're under the problem. You're always under it. You can't see clarity. You can't move forward. It's all examples of you being stuck mentally, emotionally, energetically, basically. And we want to be energy in motion. That's who we are. We are emotion, energy in motion. And we want to be in that fluidity of always playing with our own frequency so that we can mold the clay of what is coming, what is available. I'm just going to check if there's any more comments. Hi, Jen. Say hi if you've arrived. Drop me a comment. If anything you want to ask me or anything this is resonating to you, say. So hands up if you've done vision boards. Put a little comment if you've done vision boards or visualizing or affirmations. Okay, I'm going to talk about how these are often don't work. They can be great tools, but often they don't work. And why? Because they're missing the key component. So vision boards, okay, there are different levels of manifesting. And when you are first learning about manifesting, so if you're using the law of the secret, if you've read The Secret or watched the movie, you are at the beginning of manifesting. But what it's actually teaching you is to understand a bit more of the mechanics of the universe. But vision boards are great at getting clarity in your mind. Okay, it's good for kind of clarifying. It gets you to be more playful. It gets you to dream. However, it can create more split energy in you. So energy that is, split energy means energy that is going forward, future energy, and energy that is stuck and going backwards. Okay, we don't want that. We don't want split energy. We always want the energy going in the same direction. So we want to make sure we are, yes, I've done affirmations more than vision boards, and I'll come to those in a second. Yes, done vision boards, but that didn't find they work that well. And I will, so the point being with vision boards is that they are on a lower frequency. They are only for your mind, and they are actually doing DIY. You're trying to do it by yourself using the force of your will over the universe instead of working with the universe. So you're trying to control the universe, which is why you will only get sporadic results. You will only get limited results. So it will get there. Hi, Abby. It will get there and it will go. It will get there and it will go. And it'll be exhausting because it's like, well, I can manifest some things and then it doesn't last and the bigger stuff doesn't come. And when it has, it doesn't have A, the depth, the potency, or the satisfaction, because you're missing out on the power of the universe. It's DIY. DIY behavior. And it's exactly, if you've known my article about trying to, you know, attracting the love of your life. If you haven't read that, it's on joewarwick.com. And attracting with the universe, or DIYing, the way people try to date. I think it's swipe right for love. Dating with the universe is what it's called. And I talk in there about DIY dating, when you try to do it yourself instead of using the universe. And the power of the universe is there for us to tap into. So, vision boards, I wouldn't bother. I don't bother. It's like, visualization. Visualization can be playful, can be useful. However, we can fall into trying to control the universe again and putting our will on. Instead of using the law of attraction, which is that you start to get in alignment, you start to visualize, and then you allow the law of attraction to bring you things that are in your frequency. It, however, done in the wrong energy. So if you are on a lower energy and you're trying to visualize, you just create more split energy. And the last thing we want is more split energy. We want less. We want less split energy. We want more and more alignment, 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 alignment. So visualizing has its place, but to be honest, it's missing the key bit, because again, you're coming mind only. This is not the bit that we need. Okay, there is a magic bit that we need. And then affirmations. Now, in my programs, I offer invocations, affirmations. However, they are powerful affirmations or invocations because they have got the key ingredient. An affirmation done when you are in If you are not in alignment with your energy, if you're not connected to energy, it's empty words. It's got no potency. So again, you're trying to program your brain and you're trying to put your will onto the universe. Okay, it's empty words and it won't achieve anything. If, however, if you have brought yourself back to neutrality, to peace, to grounding, to yourself, and you are coming into feeling, and you bring feeling and energy to the affirmation, you are going to start to have more potency with it because you are connecting with energy, which is what gives it the power. It is not the words. I call power words and my power alphabet and things like that, because once you connect the energy to the words, they have so much power because we do speak our desires into reality. Yeah, but they don't work if you're missing the emotion, if you're missing the energy, and if you're trying to use your will on the universe, okay? Because that's, if you think about it, trying to put your will on the universe, trying to control the universe is trying to control the divine. So you're A, trying to have a fight with something that's way bigger than you, but B, that's the most unhealthy relationship you can have. It's basically controlling. It's bullying. It's dominating. And you won't want to do that. That's not a healthy relationship. The universe wants you to be in a healthy, equal, balanced relationship with it. Yeah. And so it expects you to be in your power and meet it in its power. And so if you're respecting and loving the universe, you can work with it. So as you heard me say, the vision boards, visualizing has its place. Affirmations, yes, can be very powerful. If all of these things have an if, you are actually in connection to the universe. Now, as I just said, we must match, okay, the energy of what we desire. That's the key of this. We must match. And I'm just going to check the comments for a second. If anybody wants to put anything down, just drop anything in the comments. So we want to manifest something coming in. It's new energy. All right, so it's new energy, and therefore we need to feel into it. So how do we become what we desire? We must bring the energy of the future thing that we want to us. So we must feel into it. So if you feel for a moment something you are stuck about, or you feel just like something you desire, but you feel like, oh, I can't have it. And I have to say, today is a wonderful day because we're tapping into the full moon. So this is, you know, the fullness of you. But if you just take a moment and just feel into yourself about something that has been, you know, you want to see shift, but we're not talking about something really heavy. I'm not talking about like, I'm alone, I never have love my life, I have no money, blah, blah, blah. I'm not talking about going there because that's far too heavy, yeah, for you to just shift for a moment. But I want you to just feel into something that is like, that it's annoying, I'd like more of that, yeah, or it's not quite here yet. Just feel into the kind of stuck feeling in your body, okay? So if you just take a moment and feel into yourself, you can feel where your mind wants to go, yeah, it's frustrating, it's annoying, it's been pissing you off, you've been trying, you've been struggling, all of those things, you've been holding on. Yeah, you've been holding on. You've been trying to force your will onto the universe. If you feel it in your body, you can feel that it tightens. Your body goes into constriction, restriction. Yeah, because it is restriction, it's control. Your body communicates all the ways that you manifest with the universe, by the way. So it's showing you this constriction. And you will feel it either in your heart, feel it in your belly, your solar plexus, may feel it in your yoni. Depending on what it is, you may feel it in your throat. So just feel into yourself. And the key, of course, to manifesting is learning to feel into yourself. If you have no connection to your own emotions, you're not going to be able to manifest. You're always manifesting, but you won't manifest consciously, which is what we're talking about, conscious manifestation. And that's where it comes into your power, coming into your true power. So you felt that. I can feel that you guys are feeling it. It's making me hot. So I now want you to just take a breath and choose for a moment that you're going to get out of trying to understand it. You're going to get out from being underneath it, and you're going to choose solution. So I just want you to take that decision that I'm going to come into solution energy. I'm going to come into solution energy. So you're going to put it down. You're going to stop fighting with it. You're going to ask for the solution. Okay, you're going to, you can send a prayer to the universe. You can ask directly. You can say, please, I would like help. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'd like to come into solution energy. You can set the intention. It's just as good. The universe is always listening. The divine is always here. So you can come into that. Whew. Ladies, you're making me hot. And then, so as you come into that, just take a couple of breaths. Nice, big, deep, slow breaths. You might want to take it in through your nose, out through your mouth. Filling from your belly to your chest. And then release. And maybe take a couple of those so that you can come into accepting, allowing, leaning back. Lean back in the chair, lean back in your body. Open your legs if you wish and just let it be. You've sent your prayer up. You've put your order in. Now let the universe come to you. You've opened up. You're asking for solution. Solution energy. So you're coming out from being in the stuck, stagnant energy. You've agreed that you want to move into movement. You're allowing the energy to start to move. All right. And we want to just for a moment suspend disbelief. And I just want you for a moment to imagine what it would be like to have it. Imagine what it would feel like to have what you've been feeling stuck about. But instead, the feeling of, what if I actually had it? What if I've got it? How would it feel? Not the, all my answers are, you know, I'd suddenly have every miracles and wonderful. I just want you to feel into the different energy of actually having. Not lack, but having. As you're lighting up and you're asking for solution, feeling of having what you desire. Okay, what would it do to how you feel if you had, I don't know, more money, more, whatever it is you're dreaming of, really, just more, whatever the more is, because you want, that's what it is, you want more, you're allowed more, you're supposed to ask for more, you're meant to receive constantly having more. So just feel the idea of what it would be like to actually have. Can you suspend belief? And allow yourself to start to lighten. Maybe it's easier to think about what you would do. If it's more money, what would you do with that money? How would you be living your life if you had more money, more abundance? How would you be living your life if you had more wellness in your body, if you're able to move better and dance more and play more. And if you had more sex in your life, how would you feel if you were having more sex? Yay! Good sex, hopefully. How would you feel in your life if you were, you know, having more dates, connecting with more beautiful people? How would you be feeling? You'd be feeling more confident, more joyful, more excited. Do you start to notice that your body starts to expand, that you start to soften, that you start to open, that you start to feel more freedom, lightness? As you're feeling that energy, that is the new energy coming in. New energy coming in. And I just want you to feel that. And drop a comment if you can feel the slight shift. Only a little, we're just doing a little shift. But to feel like you're coming out of the darkness and into the sunlight. So it's a bit like the clouds are starting to part. You're starting to see the light coming out a little bit, but just feeling that. Okay? And maybe if you're struggling, you've chosen a subject that is just too dense at this moment. All right? Now, the fastest way of understanding, you know, you don't have to do it, by the way. That's what I'm trying to explain, is that you don't have to do it on each subject matter in your life. Okay, you can do it that way, but there are faster ways of doing it. All right, the fastest way is actually to shift your whole frequency. All right, you could do it as I try to alter the frequency of this, and that sort of knocks onto this one, and it does grow you, so you can improve your, you know, one area of your life, but one isn't working. All right, or which is what a lot of people do, and they end up with this kind of either or, and which isn't really abundance, by the way, and it takes a lot of time to do it that way. The other bit is to shift your whole frequency, your personal frequency, because if you are in this stuckness, you're pretty much in the stuckness everywhere. So if you come within and shift your frequency overall to opening up, and then make the little tweaks to little places, you're going to have much faster, bigger results in your manifesting. Okay? So it's learning how to do the shift of opening up so that you don't have to keep trying to do this, because once you feel into, once you shift your own frequency and then you start using affirmations, if you then started doing visualizations, you're going to be potent, powerful, you're going to be feeling into it, and most importantly, you're in relationship with the universe. You're in relationship with the divine. So you're using the power of the universe to make you potent in what you're calling in. But fundamentally, fundamentally, everything that you desire is already done. Okay, you're not having to create it, it is done. If you're feeling desire for it, it's done. You're just needing to open up to receive it, okay? Which is why it's all about the frequency, it's all about the energy. And when we get into that pattern of, vision boards and things like that, it's exhausting because not only are you trying to use your will against the universe, but you're trying to make something happen that actually, in fact, there's something even better for you already manifested. If you allow yourself to open up for it, because instead you're trying to, that kind of make it happen. It's very masculine. Get it out there, get it done. Lift the chair up from one place to another. You do the work. Where instead, from a feminine energy, from a connected to the universe, you can just use the power of the universe, open up like a big flower, and allow the bees and butterflies and everything you need to come to you and be inspired action. So then you take action, because that's also receiving from the universe. Yeah. Inspiration to take action is also you then in flow of manifesting. So just drop me any comments if there's anything you want me to answer, anything you want me to say. Hopefully, this is making it clear, but it's understanding that we must first become the new energy for it to arrive. Otherwise, we're in the old news. We're constantly in old news, yesterday's news. And so we can't actually bring it in because the frequency, and this is the bit I want to round up with, the frequency of what you desire that's already manifested vibrationally is on a higher frequency. It's on a higher, richer, more abundant frequency because it's new. It's fresh. Yeah. So if you think about how the trees, when they come into bloom, everything is new and fresh. But when you look at them as they start to fade, it's not as fresh. And that's the difference between the energy. The difference between spring, summer energy and autumn energy. It's still beautiful. Autumn energy is beautiful, but that's what's already manifested. So that's the difference. The what has already become physical is like autumn energy. So we want to be playing in enjoying spring, summer, and autumn, and then you've got all that energy happening. But you've got to become the new energy by tapping into it and bringing the energy into your body. Now, the best way I have got to offer that, as I said, to shift your whole frequency is check out the 21 days. 21 days activating your divine flow of abundance, because the whole thing is shifting your vibe, opening you up to that flow. Yeah. You can do it as many times as you wish, but it brings you into that absolute pattern of being in the flow of abundance, shifting your frequency into the higher frequency of what you desire, but your whole frequency, you're opening up like the flower. You start to feel the momentum of what it is to be in that higher frequency. That means the new energy, the new manifestations can come in, and you allow them to solidify and become physical manifestations. And that's the practice. The other thing to do, also, I've got a lovely gift for you, my ladies, as I round up, is that I have got a gift for you. If you want to grab, if you haven't got the Big Book of Love second edition in print, you can now go and get it for free. All you have to do is cover shipping and handling. So the links are in the comments box, you know, in the box at the top. You can grab the link. So if you want to go and get your free copy, go get it. I don't think there's any, I can't see any comments for anything rounding up. Let me know what you thought about it. Please pop a like at the top of the this event so that other people can see it, so that Facebook allows it to be up there. But if there's anything else you want to say before I round up, yeah, do go and check out the full details of the 21 days activating your divine flow of abundance. Yeah, it says it more than I can in this moment. And do check out getting your free book. But I'm sending you much love. I hope that made sense. You know, it's a big topic. I tried to give you a tasty today. But it's a big topic, and this is just one of the free sessions. So, but hopefully that's cleared up why you might not have had success before when you've tried using vision boards, visualizations, affirmations, etc., and how we need to tap into the power to make them work. So I'm just having a last look at you're most welcome, Abby. So sending you all much gorgeous love. The replay will be here for a couple of days if you need to rewatch, because I know I do share a lot of energy and a lot of words, information, so you may want to watch it again before it goes down. So it'll be around for a little bit. All right, sending you much, much love. Bye.